Buckle up, folks. Big riffs, bigger truths. You're tuned to Truth Amplified with Vixie Steele, and I've got a story that slices through the noise like a guitar string under stadium lights. How did a teenager from Siberia become the youngest French Open champion since 1992? Enter Mira Andreeva.
I'm Vixie Steele, feeling fired up today, folks. To be fair, this one deserves the volume cranked all the way up.
All right, let's get into it. Mira Alexandrovna Andreeva, born 2007, Krasnoyarsk, Siberia. Look, it's bloody cold up there, but apparently it forges champions. She starts hitting balls at six. Family shifts to Moscow for the grind. Then, in 2022, the big move to the Elite Tennis Centre in Cannes, same place Daniil Medvedev used. That's where the blueprint goes from promising kid to full-throttle pro machine. Multi-surface courts, proper sparring, no fluff.
By 15, she's not just knocking on the door, she's kicking it in.
Madrid 2023, a WTA 1000, ranked 194, wildcard, beats Leila Fernandez for her first tour win. Then top 20, Beatriz Haddad-Maia. On her 16th birthday, she takes out Magda Linette to reach the round of 16. She loses to Aryna Sabalenka, sure, but the message is sent. Roland Garros 2023. She qualifies and reaches the third round as the youngest since 2005. Wimbledon that summer, fourth round on debut. I mean, honestly, who does that? And it wasn't a fluke. 2024 Brisbane quarterfinals, Australian Open. She bags a set 6-0 on Ons Jabeur at 16. Youngest in the Open era to bagel a top 10 seed in a major. Saves a match point against Diane Parry and makes the fourth round. Then the big clay tees. Roland Garros 2024 semi-final. She takes out the two seed Sabalenka before losing to Jasmine Paolini. Mate, that's not a flash in the pan, that's a bonfire. She closes 2024 with her maiden title in Iashi and an Olympic silver in doubles at Paris with Diana Schneider, all at 17. The kids holding medals on court Philippe Chatrier. By October, she's top 20, the youngest since Nicole Vaidishova. Respect where it's due. Then 2025 turns savage. Brisbane doubles title with Schneider, singles semi-finals. Australian Open, another fourth round. Dubai, she nukes a gauntlet. Vondrousova, Swiatek, Rybakina, and wins the whole damn WTA 1000. Youngest to beat multiple major champs at that level. Indian Wells, right after, beats number one Sabalenka in the final. Back-to-back 1000s lift her into the top 10, then top 5 by July after a Wimbledon quarter-final. Meanwhile, she and Schneider take the Miami doubles 1000. And by September, Mira's doubles best is number 12. Multi-threat, multi-surface, no apologies. 2026 stays nasty. Adelaide singles title, Stuttgart, where she beats Iga Swiatek on clay indoors and then falls to Elena Rybakina in the semis. Madrid 1000 final, losing tight to Marta Kostyuk. Rome singles quarters and a doubles title with Schneider. And then the exclamation point. Roland Garros 2026. A straight set demolition of Kostyuk in the semis and a cool 6-3, 6-2 in the final against qualifier Maya Chwalinska. Youngest French Open champ since Monica Seles in 1992. Six tour singles titles by then, three doubles crowns, including two at the 1000 level, all before she's 19. I shouldn't have to say this, but here we fucking are. That's elite. What scrambles my brain is the composure. She's in these pressure cookers, center courts, massive seeds across the net, and she plays like it's a Tuesday practice set. This isn't normal for teenagers. Most kids blink. She counters, absorbs, then flips the point. The doubles with Schneider clearly sharpened the hands, the poise, the tiebreak nerve. You can see it bleed back into singles. That's the good shit right there. Important cast around her. Sister Erica training alongside her, normalising the grind from day one. The CAN setup. No nonsense, elite reps, multi-surface problem solving. Then the rogues gallery she slices through. Jabeur copped that bagel in Melbourne. And Świątek, Rybakina, Sabalenka are all names she's taken scalps from across 2024 to 2026. You want to know impact. It's not just wins. It's deprogramming this myth that you must be 25 to play grown-up tennis. And yet, for all that, the internet decides to fuss about her dog. Now, onto the so-called controversy. People online keep arguing about her dog, breed and name. Likely a golden doodle named Rassi. Likely, not confirmed. And the internet detectives post screen grabs like they've cracked Watergate. Jesus Christ. Can someone explain why this bullshit is allowed to overshadow a teenager bagging Indian Wells and Roland Garros within 15 months? Here's my take. 1. It distracts from the craft. You flatten a world-class athlete into pet trivia and that's pathetic. 2. It feeds gossip algorithms that add zero value to the sport. 3. Privacy still matters. She gives you thunder on court. She doesn't owe you a kennel registry. If you disagree, drop me a comment and tell me why a fuzzy maybe golden doodle is more interesting than taking down the world number one in the desert. I'll wait. Personal story break. I'm in a coffee shop last year. Queues wrapped around like a bad festival line. 10 quid lattes, oat foam pretending to be a personality. Barista squints and says, "Are you that actress from that show?" I say, "Mate, I'm a radio mouth with a noisy brain." They comp the drink anyway. I take a sip, and it tastes like guilt and cardamom. Point is, people see a face, they write a fairy tale. Meanwhile, the actual work, the reps, the late nights, the bruised ego after losses, that never trends. That's the mirror effect in reverse. Everyone gawks at the cover while the pages are the real story. The move from Siberia to Moscow to Cannes, the junior marathon in Melbourne that outlasted the men's final by 22 minutes, the pre-16 dominance at ITF W60s, those are bricks in the cathedral, not the bloody dog. Look, moving on before I break something. Here's the bottom line. Mira Andreeva is the prototype for the next wave. Multi-surface, high IQ baseline play, doubles sharpening the blade, a resume that puts her in top 5 company before 19. And yes, there are still boxes to tick. The US Open's second week is coming, you can feel it. But she's already a Grand Slam champion and a thousands assassin. Unbelievable, but not surprising. I swear, if we can't celebrate that without turning it into a scavenger hunt for her private life, then what fresh disaster is this? Back in my day, people had fucking standards. Let the kid play. Give her flowers for outthinking and outfighting the heavy hitters. Save the CSI routine for your own boring lives. All right, that's today's dose of reality. Mira, respect where it's due. Keep torching the draw. The rest of you, tune in tomorrow for more unfiltered truths. We'll call that a win. Until then, go do something useful.